T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Good news for hundreds of students in the Rochester City School District going back to the classroom today as part of phase 3 for the district's reopening plan. So today, reopening applies to students 9th grade through 12th grade. And earlier this week, students 7th grade through 8th grade made their return. To recap, here's what it looks like for the variations of the district outline plan to make sure that the school can reopen. Students K through 8 buildings attend Monday, Tuesday, 7 through 12, and those students will go into the K through 12 buildings, and they will go Thursday and Friday. There was approximately 4,150 pre-K through 6th grade students that went back for in-person learning on February 8th. So they're making strides back to that in-person learning. I know a ton of those kids can benefit because we've talked about it before. Like, not every kid in the Rochester City School District has the means to do their work from home. Not a Wi-Fi connection, laptop. Like, it's a huge struggle. They're literally working out of packets. So this will be great for them to go back and finally get some interaction with their teachers and their peers as well.
All right, moving on in the TPXY feed. President Joe Biden plans to distribute millions of face masks to Americans in communities hard hit by the coronavirus as part of his efforts to ensure equity in the government's response to the pandemic. Biden, who, like Donald Trump's administration, considered sending masks to all Americans, is instead adopting a more conservative approach, aiming to reach underserved communities and those bearing the brunt of the outbreak. Trump's administration shelved those plans entirely. Biden's plan will distribute masks not through the mail, but instead through federally qualified community health care centers and the nation's food bank and food pantry systems. That, according to the White House yesterday, the Departments of Defense, Health and Human Services, and Agriculture will be involved in the distribution of more than 25 million American-made cloth masks in both adult and kid sizes. The White House estimates they'll reach 12 to 15 million people.
All right. Scary news last night. The Rochester Police Department bomb squad was called on the 100 block of East Ave near the RG&E building on Wednesday night. Police say that a suspicious package was called in around 6 last night. And when they arrived, they found the package in the front of the building and the bomb squad was activated. Police say it turned out that the package was not a threat and no one was in danger in the public. But anyone with any information on this package is asked to call 911. Very scary, random stuff.
Yeah, don't like that. And finally, in the Team PXY feed, what's going on with the third stimulus check? Question mark? Well, the House of Representatives plans to vote tomorrow on President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans. Back on Monday, the Budget Committee held the first major vote for the 591-page package as Democrats continue to debate issues as raising the minimum wage and how much aid to funnel to struggling state and local governments. The measure passed the panel on a largely party-line vote of 19 to 16. As of now, Americans who received a check in the last round of direct payments would get one with this potential third round. While that could change as the measure makes its way to the full House and then over to the Senate, the current plan keeps income thresholds at the same mark for those $600 payments that we got before. So if you need a little refresher, by the way, anyone who made $75,000 or less will get the full amount, and couples earning $150,000 or less will get $2,800 in relief payments. As your income level increases above those thresholds, the amount you will receive decreases. The current plan calls for a phase out of direct payments for single people earning $100,000 and couples earning $200,000.
Okay.
There you have it. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, the latest on the Johnson & Johnson single dose vaccine. A lot of people call this
game
one
changer.
A lot of people call this one a game changer. When can we expect it to get passed? We'll talk about that and more on 825. Up online now, 98pxy.com. We have got the good news for you. We'll highlight some of those stories just after 9. Today, female Eagle Scouts, a hero cat, and two lost and found stories I got to share with you. You can check them out early now. Text in the keyword good to 585-222-9800. Also, up there, the 98-Day Wellness Challenge. You're going to get an update on that coming up in a little over an hour from now. Specifically, on if you're doing a fitness-type challenge like Breeze and I are, when do you change things up? I've always heard, like, you can't do the same thing over and over again. But at what point do you change things? Because it's
That's a great question,
Corey. Because it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because you want to get into a habit. And the best way to get into a habit is to the repetition of doing the same thing.
But sometimes those habits actually hurt you more than they help you.
Really?
If you get so far into it.
Yeah.
Because you're not really making any change. You're just kind of staying consistent with what you've been doing for X amount of days.
Because your muscles, like, learn, right?
Yeah, they become, like, it's a muscle memory type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, going through the motions of the same thing that you've been doing.
Yeah.
If you're not constantly challenging yourself at least once every new week.
Is that what it is? I want to dig a little more into this. Maybe you can do a little research on it. I know you've got a lot of info on it, just being a fitness person. But I am curious about this, exploring the idea of muscle confusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that around 8:40 or so. But if you want to jump in on the 98-Day Wellness Challenge, again, doesn't need to be fitness related. Could be cooking. Could be reading a book. Whatever you want it to be. All the info on that is up at 98pxy.com. We do have to get back into today's Savage or Sensible, though. We talked with Amy earlier, who reached out to us originally on Facebook, brought her on the show to talk about her husband, who pulled this move yesterday. Savage or Sensible, refusing to pick up the dog's poop that's revealed itself in the yard because you expect it to snow again and hide it. Quite the spin from her husband.
It's really interesting and yet disgusting at the same time.
A lot of people have thoughts on this. Also, dog poop rakes are a thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what we used.
Really? I've never heard of this before. Also, a texter does have a brilliant idea if you have kids on how to get this problem taken care of real quick. So we'll get to all that. You can still vote, though. 585-222-9800. Call or text us right now if you want to share your thoughts. And again, that poll is up. 98pxy.com or text in the keyword vote.